USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believed to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Rausch says they got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Rausch says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area. They then began both a ground and air search.
Rausch serving time on kidnapping charges when he escaped from prison on a tractor he was approved to operate. Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results expected to be released soon. He committed suicide Sunday morning by hanging himself in his jail cell. He was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. He was on suicide watch, but procedures were not being followed, and investigations underway. I'm John DeMaster.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Congressman Steve Scalise says putting the blame on the president for the mass shootings is a slippery slope.
Some of these things that are being said are beyond ridiculous. Stop this ridiculous assessment of blame to somebody other than the person who's responsible.
Scalise on CBS's Face the Nation saying Democrats shouldn't blame Trump's rhetoric following deadly mass shootings in recent weeks, saying it's a slippery slope because the president is no more responsible for those shootings than somebody like Senator Bernie Sanders is for his shooting. Scalise was shot in 2017 during a Republican congressional baseball practice in Virginia. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. He told NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation with 14 federal warrants issued by a judge, and ICE had to follow through on that. It was already planned and in motion.
McAleenan saying he expects charges to be filed against the employers. I'm John DeMaster.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, Kirsten Gillibrand, on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch. Epstein was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges, had just been taken off that suicide watch. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, promising to launch a full-scale investigation. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris saying the upcoming census is going to be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids, like the one in Mississippi where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants are going to be afraid to be counted in the census, saying that'll impact the results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts its resources. And Universal Pictures canceling the release of the movie The Hunt after a wave of backlash. NBC Universal first said the movie's marketing campaigns being temporarily paused after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. They later announced they were completely canceling plans to release the film, which depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.